C-O-L-G-A-T-E, Colgate Presents Bill Stern.
With a Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, the story's rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern, bringing you the Colgate Sports Newsreel. Our guest tonight is the best-known cowboy star in America, Mr. Gene Autry. But first, let's begin with Real One. Ken Strong is the most famous player on the New York Giants championship football team. And Ken Strong recently wrote me that he uses Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, the shave cream of champions, for he wrote,
"Dear Bill, I get used to a rough time on the football field, but I object to it on my face. That's why I like to shave with a light, fluffy cream like Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. It softens my tough whiskers pronto. Let's me shave close without any complaint from my tender skin. Thanks, Bill, for putting me wise to this grand brushless shave cream. It's Colgate Brushless for me for life." Signed, Ken Strong.
See, Ken Strong knows how to make a shave behave, and you can, too, with Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. One, Colgate Brushless is light and fluffy, not heavy or greasy, so it doesn't mat your whiskers down. It holds them up for clean, close cutting. Two, being light and fluffy, Colgate Brushless acts super fast to soften the stubble and keep it softer, smoother, faster shaving. Three, because it is so light, Colgate Brushless goes on faster and comes off cleaner, and it cannot foul your razor. I invite you, try Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. Then, if you're not 100% satisfied that it gives you closer, cleaner, more comfortable shaves, you do this. You send the top of the carton back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and I'll see that you get double your money back. Go get yourself some Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. It's light, it's right. Try it tonight. Reel 2, portrait of our anniversary. 8 years ago tonight, we began what we thought was a new type of sports show. For it was 8 years ago tonight that we first began this program. And tonight, to celebrate our 8th anniversary, I think it would be appropriate to remember once again the year's outstanding memories. Memories of these past 8 years. Let's begin our anniversary program by going back to our first year, back to 1939, back to when we told a story called The Profile of an Athlete. Back in 1939, on 42nd Street in New York City, in front of a freak show, a barker was shouting,
"Here you are, ladies and gentlemen, see the old amazing freak show, curiosities and monstrosities of the world. And for a special added attraction, see Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great, all for one thin dime, one-tenth of a dollar."
You remember who they called Alexander the Great back in 1939? Once he'd been the greatest pitcher in baseball. But in 1939, he was working in a freak show. His name was Grover Cleveland Alexander. Amen. That was our top story of the first year of this program, back in 39. The next year was 1940, and our best story in 1940 was called The Portrait of a Bathing Beauty. This was the story of a bathing beauty contest, held in Toronto, Canada. One of the beauties in that contest was a youngster named Cleo Watson. Nobody thought that Cleo Watson had much of a chance, for only the loveliest girls in all of Canada were allowed to enter this contest. And yet Cleo Watson was so beautiful that the judges selected Miss Watson over 100 of the most beautiful girls in Canada. And Cleo Watson might have won that Toronto bathing beauty contest had not somebody discovered that Cleo Watson was a man masquerading as a girl. You see, Cleo Watson's real name was Cliff Watson. He later became one of Toronto's most famous hockey stars, but he isn't remembered because he was a great hockey star. Oh, no. No, Cliff Watson is far better remembered as the man who was almost voted the most beautiful girl in Toronto. Ah, memories of our top story of 1940. The next year was 1941. And to continue our anniversary celebration, our best story in 1941 was a story called The Profile of a Bank Robber. This was the story of an innocent man who years before had helped other men to rob a bank. Being innocent, he didn't know he was helping others to rob a bank. All he knew was that he had been hired to drive a car, which he did, not knowing that the men he was driving were bank robbers. They were arrested while he, inside of 1 year, he had become the heavyweight champion of the world, for his name was James J. Braddock. You remember that story? That was our best in 1941. The next year was 1942, and it was then that we told a strange story, a story called The Profile of a Secret Message. It was during the war, when one night on this program, the United States Secret Service used one of my stories to broadcast a message in code to the Nazis. Let me explain how the United States government did this. One week on my program, I had as my guest the former heavyweight champion, Max Baer, who, although I didn't know it, was controlled by the United States Secret Service. Because he was controlled by the United States Secret Service, Max Baer planted in my program a code message to see if the Nazis were listening. To show you how it was done, I'm now going to recreate the interview of 1943 on this program with Max Baer. Listen and see if you can spot the code message. The interview began like this. Good evening, Max. Have you ever fought in Europe?
Yes, Bill. Once before King George and Queen Elizabeth.
I see. And what are your hobbies now, Max?
Model aeroplanes. I've got hundreds of them at sales. From all over, even some new ones from Halifax.
Well, that's interesting. Now, tell me about your last fight. That was part of the interview. But did you notice some of the words in Max Baer's speeches? Queen, Elizabeth, sales, tonight, hundreds, airplanes, Halifax. Seems obvious now, doesn't it? But we remember that those words were buried in long sentences. The Nazis got that message, but the Queen Elizabeth did not sail. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of how back in 1942, the United States Secret Service, through Max Baer, used this very program to send a message to the Nazis. Ah, memories. Tonight, on the 8th anniversary of this program, we're traveling back down memory lane, remembering the best stories of each of the past 8 years. The next year would be 1944. And it was in 1944 that we told a story called The Portrait of an Eye. This was the story of a hockey player named Leo Rees. Leo Rees was a great hockey player. He played up in the big leagues. But there was one thing about Leo Rees that made him unusual. He was reported to wear a glass eye. A glass eye that each night before he went to bed, he was rumored to lock up in a safe. One night, some hockey players decided to steal Leo Rees's glass eye, for they thought that without his glass eye, he couldn't play hockey. That's why, late that night, they broke open his safe, stole that glass eye, unaware that attached to the piece of glass was a note that read, "An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. This eye is false, and that's the truth. Fools, my eye is my own with which I see. Whoever steals that will have to steal me." Then, and only then, did the true story come out. Leo Rees, the hockey player, had never worn a glass eye at all. Ah, that was our best story of 1944. We came next to the year 1945, and the big story of 1945 was the boys coming home from the war. Crowds were cheering him home. But wait a minute. What about the boys who didn't come home? Tommy Hitchcock, America's polo champion. Joe Hunt, America's tennis champion. Charlie Paddock, our former track champion. Yeah, and somebody else. Oh, he wasn't a champion in any sport. And yet he was the greatest champion that sports have ever had. For he was a man of whom the people say, "Sleep well, soldier, you'll never be forgotten." His name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Ah, we're almost to the end of the trail now, for the next year was 1946, last year. And our best story of last year was called The Profile of a Man and a Dog. This was the story of a man and a hunting dog. Out in Fort Wayne, Indiana, they've erected a statue in their memory. Because, you see, strange as it seems, that man once saved that dog's life, only to have that dog later save the man's life. The dog's name is unimportant. But the man's name was Abraham Lincoln. Ah, memories. Memories are the best stories we've told each year. Now we're up to this year. The best story of this year is the story of a man who once held an American long-distance swimming record. His name was Fred Fisher. But Fred Fisher's not remembered as the man who set an American swimming record on, no. No, Fred Fisher is far better remembered as the man who wrote this year's most popular song, a song called Peg O' My Heart.
Peg O' My Heart.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That brings us completely up to date. Tonight, on the 8th anniversary of this program, we've gone back through the years and retold our best story from each of the past 8 years. Now we begin our 9th year. We begin our 9th year in the hope that you will continue to allow us to come into your homes each Friday evening to keep alive the memories of the great stars, and that on each Friday night, we'll always make our home in your heart for many, many years to come. Thanks so much for the past. Good night. God bless you, and good luck. Portrait of our passing years. Reel 3, Arthur Garrett.
So you think a shave cream ought to be heavy and maybe greasy? Brother, what a wonderful surprise you're going to have when you try Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. It's not heavy, not greasy. Colgate Brushless Shave Cream is light and fluffy. Goes on faster, acts fast. Gives you a close, clean, no-pull, no-snag performance without after irritation. And at the finish, because Colgate Brushless is not heavy or greasy, it rinses off your razor in your face in a 1-2-3. Enjoy a champion shave tomorrow. Get Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions, tonight. It's light and it's right. And now, back to Bill Stern.
Bill 4, Colgate's camera close-up of Gene Autry. Our guest tonight is the most famous cowboy star in America, Gene Autry. He's appearing in New York City with his own famous rodeo. So we switch you now backstage to Madison Square Garden in New York, where the next voice you hear will be the famous cowboy star, Gene Autry.
Howdy, folks. From backstage at Madison Square Garden, where the rodeo is now going full blast, I'd like to pay my tribute to Bill Stern on this 8th anniversary of this program. For on the show each Friday night, I've heard the greatest stars in the business. Orson Welles, Rita Hayworth, Pat O'Brien, Betty Grable, Walter Winchell, Linda Darnell, many others. And I think I speak for them when I say, keep it up for another 8 years, Bill. Because this program has continually served in an inspiring to our wounded war veterans. For many of the stories Bill Stern tells are stories of men overcoming great handicaps. And that's what some of our wounded veterans must do. But you know, Bill, it's kind of strange that I should be on your anniversary program. For it just so happens that we in the rodeo business are celebrating an anniversary, too. You see, the first rodeo took place exactly 100 years ago this year in Santa Fe, New Mexico. But rodeos have always been close to my heart, for it was a cowboy who gave me my start. A guy I hope will never be forgotten. His name was Will Rogers. Now, this is Gene Autry in Madison Square Garden returning you to Bill Stern.
Thanks so much. Good luck and good night, Gene Autry. And that's the trail mark for tonight. Next week, our guest will be the famous singing star, Hildegard. So be sure and be with us at our usual time each Friday night. Until next Friday night, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at the very same time with Hildegard, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Man, has lots to say. He told you tell the squats you of the inside dope. He really knows the lesson, and next Friday night, C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York City.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.